Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
Hey, everybody, this is Dirk Spentley.
Hey, everyone, this is Keith Urban.
Hey, it's Sam Hunt.
Hey, y'all, this is Luke Bryan, and you're waking up with Tampa Bay's morning crew.
99.5
QYK.
Yeah, we're here, JR, Lana, Kevin. We're right at the high right now because we feel like winners.
A side saddle on the rubber brings it home. And he went to the ball game's over. Taylor strikes out. The Tampa Bay Rays have even this World Series at a game apiece.
Yes, I love Woo-hoo! It. They won last night. I stayed up for the whole thing. That's why my eyes are red and I'm tired this morning, but it was worth it. Oh, my gosh, it was so good. I love that we struck early. I was talking to Kevin about this through text. I said, we're riding that momentum from the last game. Even though we lost, we started hitting really, really well at the end of the game. Carry that in, because remember, these Dodgers have been at this park for the last 2 weeks at this particular
same place,
field.
Right.
Now, Kevin Cash was talking about, hey, we're getting more used to this park and we're, you know, learning, whatever. You're just getting more used to the park and, you know, it's a new atmosphere. So it was really, really cool to watch them really get out. And Snell, he was amazing last night.
I mean, the Dodgers didn't have any hits, through four innings or something? I mean, he was really dealing last night. And Brandon Lau, who has been absolutely struggling completely in the playoffs. I think he had six hits.
Two home runs.
He had two home runs last night, and they got up 5-0. I mean, it was, you were like, man, this is great. And you felt good. And 6-4 was the final. But game three is now not tonight. It's Friday night. So they have a day off, which will be good for the boys.
Everybody catches their breath tonight, takes their anxiety pill or whatever it is. And then we move on tomorrow and get ready to roll on that. So very exciting. Way to go. It's so fun to watch them play. And this is a great series. And you remember that both of these teams could be bringing home another title to their city in the same year. Lakers just won for L.A.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it could be Dodgers. And
that's
then obviously the Lightning. And we could be bringing it home.
Woo-hoo.
All right. So exciting. Right. All right. Today, very excited to have our friend Jameson Rogers on the show. We had to talk to him earlier in the week, but you're going to hear that coming up at 6:35. Great dude. He's recently engaged. We'll talk to him about all of that coming up at 6:35. Also, your Hallow Scream tickets. We're playing a little game called Name That Candy. We're learning all about the origination of candy.
I know.
Or the origin, maybe you should say, probably. I graduated, I swear. Anyway, so it's Lana's got some fun facts about that, and we'll play for those Hallow Scream tickets right now, though. What in the world are you doing up right now? We know you're up with us. We're up. You're up early. Maybe you're driving to work or whatever. We care. We want to know. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Hit us up. We'll get you on the air. Chris Jansen, done. Happy Thursday to you or Friday Eve. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew on 99.5 QYK. Morning Crew 995 QYK. Well, if this doesn't make you feel good enough.
A side saddle on the rubber brings it home. And he went to the ball game's over. Taylor strikes out. And the Tampa Bay Rays have even this World Series at a game apiece.
Great game last night. Very encouraging. Things looked good. We looked better than the game one, obviously. And we are tied 1-1 in the series against the Dodgers for the World Series, but a cool story coming out of the World Series.
Yeah, we're all really big fans of the Rays, but this guy, Ellis Allenson, he's from Winter Haven. He is a huge Rays fan. Ellis has Down syndrome, and he works at Publix, and his whole bedroom is decorated with Rays. He has autographs and pictures, and he's even thrown out the first pitch. Well, his parents surprised him at work at Publix with tickets to Game 4.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We've bonded over sports. You know, and we've built our relationship around sports. So it's a big deal. It's a big deal. It's something he'll never forget.
Oh, man. He's got to be so pumped.
So cool.
I mean, how excited would you be if somebody dropped down tickets and airfare to Texas to go to Game 4 for the World Series?
So cool.
So excited for this guy. You watch the video and you just almost tear up because he is just so excited to go see his Rays and cheer on his favorite team.
Awesome. Well, game three is Friday night. Cannot wait for that. And that makes your heart feel good this morning, I'm sure. All right, Luke Bryan, games on 995 QYK. And coming up, your morning motivation in 6 minutes. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995, QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. And in the spirit of the World Series, we are doing famous motivational quotes from famous baseball players. Lana, what's today?
We have got a quote from the great Hank Aaron, who played for the Braves. My motto was always to keep swinging. Whether I was in a slump or feeling bad or having trouble off the field, the only thing to do was keep swinging.
Got to. Eventually, it's going to work out.
Thank you, Hank Aaron.
Press on. All right, Lady A downtown right now. And coming up in two songs, we have your 715 second date update.
The number you have reached. It's time now for the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
People are still talking about yesterday's, and that was wild. So if you missed it, we definitely have it up on our podcast or QYK.com. All right, here we go. We got Beth on the phone. Good morning, Beth. How are you?
Good morning. How you guys doing? I'm good.
We're doing great. Thanks for reaching out to us on our Facebook page. We'd love to help you out, but give us a rundown about this guy, Neil, that you know.
Well, I went on a date with Neil. We actually met while we were out at a bar, and, you know, we had a really good time. We hit it off and exchanged numbers, and we texted, FaceTimed, and we were both, like, really excited for our first date. So we finally went on our first date, and we went to Clear Sky. And we had such a good time, you know, we just totally hit it off. It was so much fun, and we didn't really want to leave each other yet. So we decided to go to Frenchie's, and my two friends were there. So we kind of hit it off with them, and we were just hanging out. And my girlfriends were, like, so obsessed with him. They're like, oh, my God, he's so cute. And, you know, they couldn't stop talking about how lucky I was to have met him. And
that's cool.
He just was, like, he left a really good impression with them. And I don't know. I just, like... It was really fun. I thought there was definitely something there. And, I mean, he put me in an Uber that night, even though I wasn't, like, really ready to leave.
No way.
That's interesting.
Was he wrapping up, too? He was ready to roll home, too?
Well, that's what I thought. I guess I thought maybe he just got tired or something.
Right.
You know, I wanted to be a lady and be respectful. So I was like, okay, fine. So he put me in an Uber, which was nice.
That was sweet, though.
Then he kind of just got a little distant and quiet, and he just keeps saying he's busy. And I don't know. I'm just so lost as to, like, what happened, because I thought we had such an amazing time, and I can't really get a hold of him anymore, and it's been almost a week.
That's crazy, because you guys went to two spots, so obviously the date went well, you guys jived well, and then you ran into your friends, and you got your friends' approval, which is something that's always a big deal, I'm sure.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly, and he got along so well with my friends, so I definitely thought there was something there, and I'm a little confused, because I just totally, like, out of left field, was not expecting him to just kind of go a little MIA there.
Well, we can definitely try to help you out, so here's what we'll do, we'll put you on hold, we'll try to call him and see if we can get some answers from Neil, okay?
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
We're trying to help out Beth this morning. She sounds very sweet. It's a 7:15 second date update. JR, Lana, Kevin here on 995 QYK. She was talking about her date with Neil, and apparently it went really well because they went to two places.
Right. She said after dinner, they went over to Frenchie's because they wanted to continue hanging out. And she was talking about the fact that there was a great connection. She saw a couple of her friends, and her friends were even saying, oh my gosh, you're so lucky. This guy's cute. She got the total approval. And then she said the night ended. She wanted it to continue, but it ended. And she now hasn't heard from him.
So she said she was going to be a lady.
Yes.
So she went home, and which is awesome and great. But now she's been reaching out to try to set up another date with Neil and has heard nothing. So we're going to try to call Neil right now and see what's up.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Neil?
Yes, Neil.
Hey, Neil. This is JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 99.5 QIK. How are you?
Oh, what's up, guys? I listen to you guys a lot.
Cool, man. Well, listen, we wanted to see if it would be okay if we talked to you on the air for a little bit. Maybe you've heard us do our 7:15 second date update where we talk to people about dates they went on.
Yeah, I've listened to those.
All right. Do you think we could ask you a couple questions about a date you went on?
Yeah.
I know it's weird. It's weird. We heard about this date you went on with this girl, Beth. You guys went to Clear Sky, and then after that, you guys ended up going to Frenchie's. You met a couple of her friends. She was really pumped on you. Her friends liked you as well. And she really had a great time with you and just thought you were, the complete package. And now she hasn't heard anything back from you and is just trying to kind of figure out what happened to Neil.
I really did have a great week with Beth there. But that night at Frenchie's, I put her in the car, sent her on her way, and I went back into the bar because her one friend Olivia is she's smoking hot, and we started hanging out and started texting, and now we're just kind of
dating her friend behind her back.
I wouldn't say behind her back, and I'm kind of dating her friend, though.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, here's the deal. My question to you is, by the way, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not completely mad at Neil on this one, because I don't think it necessarily is his responsibility. I know that might be the unpopular opinion to tell Beth that.
Well, what do you mean? Of course
if it's Beth's friend.
Hey, Beth, I met somebody new.
Yeah.
You know, have a good day.
Well, speaking of the devil. Beth?
Beth's on the phone, Neil.
I can't believe, how could this, oh my God.
Well, Beth, I'm assuming that Olivia never told you that.
No, she didn't. And
what kind of friend do you have?
That's my point. I don't completely put this on Neil.
Like, for real, I don't understand how she could do that behind my back. I've been talking to her all week. She hasn't mentioned anything.
Man, it's rough.
She hasn't said anything to you.
Shady. Yeah, she has not said anything. I can't believe. I feel like I can't even be mad at him. I'm more mad at Olivia.
Well, maybe
this is not. Hold on, this is not a good man. He went back into a bar.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, well, that part I have to. Neil, why don't you go ahead and explain yourself?
Go ahead, Neil.
No, I'm not saying I'm a bad guy or nothing. Beth and I talked for like a week. Like, that's about it. Like, I don't know her that much. Like, we were dating or anything.
Went on one date with her, and you met her friend on that date.
I'm not doing it behind her back. It's kind of Olivia's job to tell her about it.
I agree with that. I mean, I agree that he's
so shady.
I mean, listen, Beth, I understand that, like, putting you in an Uber and then going back into the bar. Yeah.
That's not nice.
I get that. That's kind of messed up.
Yeah, and it seems like he went in with the intention to get with Olivia.
Now, was that kind of your plan, Neil, to kind of get Beth out of the picture so you could go back in?
No, I mean, there wasn't any plan or nothing. It just kind of happened that way. And, I just really got to kind of see where this goes with Olivia.
Has Olivia said anything about, hey, don't tell Beth, let me tell her? Has she said anything like that?
We don't really talk about it. I just kind of assumed. I just kind of assumed she'd be a decent enough friend about it.
Oh my goodness!
Well, this Olivia girl is she's not a good friend.
Friend wouldn't have done that in the first place. I'm kind of appalled at this point. I don't even know what to think or feel. But clearly, can't be friends with her anymore.
Are you gonna say something to her, Beth?
Yes, 100%. I'm definitely gonna call her out on this and completely end that friendship. I literally don't even know what to think at this point. It's so mean and shady, and I don't.
Neil, is there anything you want to say to Beth? Maybe an apology or?
Beth, I'm sorry that happened. Yeah, I'm sorry that Olivia didn't tell you. And thanks for thanks for a nice couple dates.
Oh my goodness.
Well, Beth. Obviously, it's very hurtful probably to you, and I'm sorry that we had to find this out for you, but now you kind of know who your real friends are. You can move on from this guy, Neil. You can address that in whatever way you want with this girl, Olivia, and we'll be hoping the best for you, and we're here for you if you need us, okay?
All right. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You got it.
Sorry, girl. I think there's going to be a cat fight later.
That's rough. I mean, not a good friend, like you said. I don't completely put it on Neil just because... You know, they went on one date. Sketchy move to go back into the bar. Understood. Yeah. Rough one this morning on the 7:15 second date update. Tampa Bay's morning crew 995 QIK. I got a heavy heart for Beth this morning. because she got kind of screwed over by Neil. What happened is...
Neil, it was her friend Olivia.
Would you not agree both of them got screwed her over a little
bit? Yeah, but Olivia is the worst one.
Okay, so what happened was Neil and Beth went on a date, and they actually went to two places. And the second place they went, which was Frenchie's, I believe, they ran into two of her friends. And so they started, oh, yeah, here's my friends. And her friends, Beth explained to us that her friends were like, yeah, like, my friends loved him. I don't know what's going on.
He's good looking. You're so lucky.
Yeah, you're so lucky. You haven't gotten back to you. And then after that, it was like, hey, he hasn't gotten back to me. I don't know what's going on because everything seemed to click. Well, we found out that he put her in an Uber. You know, have a good night. And she thought he was going home, too.
He went back in the bar and hooked up with Olivia, her friend.
Yes.
What a jerk.
And so she found that out for the first time this morning when he told us. Because Olivia had not told her.
No, that's girl code.
Big time. All right, we got Barbara in Tampa. Barbara, what do you think?
I just knew right from the get-go, just listening to Beth's story from the beginning, as soon as she said she met up with her friends, that's always an issue. Always.
Especially on a first date when it's not established that you guys are legitimately together, don't you think?
Right.
I mean, literally, I mean, it's the first time you got, yes, you talked on the phone and FaceTime for a week. That's, you know, that's nothing.
Yeah. That was before they even hung out.
It was wrong that he put her in an Uber and went back in. But if he wasn't clicking with Beth, that's not either one of their faults. But Olivia, girl needs to be hung out to dry.
Yeah, that's a rough lesson.
That's dog,
that's a rough lesson for sure. All right, well, thanks for calling, Barbara. Have a good day.
Have a good one.
All right, bye. Christina in St. Pete, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, let me hear it.
Okay, if he did not want to go on another date with her, he should have just said something to her. Like, it sounded like they had a really good night, and he was really into her. And for him to go back into the bar and hit on one of her friends, and first of all, shame on her friend.
Right.
For not being a friend and telling her,
yeah,
hey, I'm into the guy that you saw tonight. You know, is there any chance, you know, maybe that you guys aren't going to hit it off that I could maybe see him?
Yeah.
And he said, no, that's like girl code. You don't break that.
I agree with that. That's what we were talking about the whole time. It's like, this is 100% girl code.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. Well, Christina, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
I can't even imagine what I would do or say to one of my friends if they did that to
me. Oh, unbelievable. Brianna in Spring Hill, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What are your thoughts?
I think that Olivia is a really bad friend, and she shouldn't be talking to her anymore. And I do think it's a little bit of Neil's fault, too, because he should have told her what's going on.
Right.
And that he's not going to continue talking to her anymore.
Right. And, I said I don't blame Neil completely. Both parties are guilty on this. But, you know, Olivia, she's the one that's supposed to be loyal to her friend. That's
right.
Her friend. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
All right, Brianna, have a great day.
You too.
Well, if you missed it, you can hear it a little bit later on our QYK Instagram or our Facebook page. Definitely check it out because it was a rough one. It was kind of tough to hear Beth get her feelings hurt. But that's our 7:15 second date update right now. Hal O'Scream. Scream tickets. We're going to play a little game called Name That Candy. We'll take caller 9 right now, 800-992-1099.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, Denise is in Tampa right now. Denise is going to play a little game called Name That Candy. Here's how it works, Denise. You are playing for Hollow Scream tickets, and Lana is going to describe a very famous candy to you. And if you can guess what it is, we will give you those Hollow Scream tickets, all right?
Okay.
All right, the candy is...
This candy originated in Britain, and today they are the second most popular candy in America.
Interesting. Ooh.
There are many different flavors of this candy. As in fact, you can taste the rainbow of fruit flavors in this candy. This advertising campaign, by the way, began in 1994 and is the longest running ad campaign ever. They are vegan friendly, and they have 25 million followers on Facebook already.
Well, that gave it away.
That's a fun fact.
All right. What do you think? What candy is that?
Skittles.
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 Skittles, Skittles, bite-sized candy. Taste the rainbow of fruit flavors.
Taste the rainbow of fruit flavors.
There you go. Right there. Hey, way to go. You just got hooked up with some Hollow Scream tickets. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Good way to start the day off, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Hang on for me. We'll get you hooked up, all right?
Okay.
Man, I didn't know it originated in Britain.
Yeah. You know, we were looking at some of the commercials. They have the most obscure and funniest commercials, I think, of any of the candy. Think about all the Skittles commercials we've seen on the Super Bowl.
Oh, I know. The one where it's the contagious. She has them all over
like
her
the
face.
Chicken pox.
And then,
yeah.
That one's hysterical. It's just so funny.
Do you remember the one? Do you remember the one where the guy had a real long beard and he could pick him up with his beard
yes.
and toss him into his mouth? It was
yes.
the creepiest thing ever. He goes, and he just he's at a job interview and he could throw him into his mouth. Anyway. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can talk about Skittles to your friends at work today. A little water cooler talk. And maybe buy a pack. All right, we have some more of those tickets for you tomorrow at 7:40 coming up your 8:10 music minute. Till then, nonstop music.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
CMT Music Awards were last night. Carrie Underwood was the big winner. She took home two trophies, one for Female Video of the Year. The second was for Video of the Year.
Video of the Year.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. Wow. Fans, you guys never cease to amaze me at how hard you work. I've seen you guys throwing like Twitter parties and like doing your thing and voting, and just thank you so much. This one is really all about you guys.
Did she get more gorgeous, by the way?
Because I
was
so
yes.
Acceptance speech was from her home, and it was hello.
And she does all of her own makeup. Like, man.
Yes. I don't even know if she needs the makeup, but I'm just saying, beautiful.
She is the most winning artist at the CMT Awards, her 21st and 22nd honor. Blake Shelton earned his 7th CMT Award. His girlfriend, Gwen Stefani, got her first when they
That's
received
pretty cool.
the Collaborative Video of the Year for Nobody But You. But it was this speech that everybody's talking about.
For Collaborative Video of the Year, Blake Shelton with Gwen Stefani, Nobody But You.
When I saw who the other nominees were in our category, literally, it was like, well, that would have been cool, but I don't know what our chances of beating Justin Bieber are. But here we are, so thank you so much.
That was the right choice for you to beat Justin Bieber, Blake Shelton. Come on now.
Exactly. Luke Bryan, big winners last night. Dan and Shay, Old Dominion, Chris Young. We've got the entire list up at 995QIK.com. Great show. I actually watched it, and I was so excited. Luke Combs kicked off the show with his song, One Too Many, which is one of my favorites off of his album with Brooks and Dunn. So really excited about that song. I was like, oh, great. Now we're probably going to be playing that song as well.
I hope so. It's a great song.
Oh, I love that song. All right, Miranda Lambert, her husband Brendan spends a fair amount of time shirtless in her new video called Settling Down. He starts out in a tux, then in an unbuttoned denim shirt, and then a really tight t-shirt, and then he finally gets topless while cooking in the kitchen, and that video is out now.
And Kevin, do you still have that?
Yes.
Ready to go? Do you still have that as your screensaver?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't get enough.
I love that Miranda is so infatuated with her husband. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Well, it just
so sounds
like
happened.
You're reading a 50 Shades of Grey book right now as you're describing the video. My goodness.
Jason Aldean, I love this because he is still listening to music on vinyl. So many people out there, they listen on their phones and, you know, they listen through their phones or Alexa, but a lot of people don't even know what vinyl even exists anymore.
I love the fact that everything's coming back out on vinyl now, but, you know, in CDs and you know, streaming and all that sounds really clean, but I still like that little dirtiness of the old vinyl.
And I think you talked about this, that vinyl sales are up big time during
right.
the quarantine and the pandemic, which is, I think it's really, really cool because there's something cool about putting a record on a record player and listening to it in a different way. I love that.
Yeah, and if you still have one, go back and listen. We all used to love that clean sound, but like Jason says, it's good.
Great vinyl shop on Central by Dead Bobs mm-hmm. In St. Pete. Great vinyl shop. Check it out.
I need a record player. So we found, when Paul moved into his house, we found an old box of old records. So we've been saving them. I know, I need to get a record player.
You can get one for a reasonable price. Absolutely.
Oh, I mean, no, but I want Bluetooth and all that stuff.
Well, that's not vinyl then, if you get Bluetooth.
No. The record player, but then hear it, you know, so I can hook it up to all the... Never mind.
You're missing the point of going old school vinyl.
That is your Music Minute and on 99.5 QYK.
Do you know where you're at right now?
I know where I'm at. Yes, I am. Luke Combs.
This guy kicked the show up last night. All right, coming up in less than 10 minutes, our Thursday 3, we will argue for our songs of the week.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
That's right, it's time for your Thursday 3. JR, Alana, Kevin here. We pick a song every week that we are digging on, and we say, that's my song of the week. That's my pick. Then we pitch that song to you and why it should be the song of the week for you as well. And then we turn 99.5 QIK over to you. We take a caller, and they get to pick which song they will hear in its entirety.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kevin, make your sales pitch to the community of Tampa Bay of why your song should be the pick of the week. Let me turn your microphone on. You, by the way, it's going to be really hard if I don't turn your mic on. Sorry.
Yes, it would be difficult. So my pick today is Russell Dickerson, Love You Like I Used To. This song is going to go number one. It's in the top five. When this song goes number one, it will be his fourth straight number one song.
Wow.
Incredible. Yours, Blue Tacoma, Every Little Thing. Now, Love You Like I Used To. Also, his second album, Southern Symphony, is coming out on December 4th. And he just became a dad not too long ago to his son, Remington Edward. What a name. I love it. The guy needs money. We need an extra. He needs another play. He's got it. He's got a child at home. He needs baby formula. This is why Russell Dickerson, Love You Like I Used To, should be the pick.
It's all right, I guess.
Oh, really? Fourth number one in a row.
That's a good song.
Yeah. Anyway, go on. We got Lana now. Make your sales pitch for everybody.
Okay, well, I chose, I'm so excited about this song, Brand New Luke Bryan. I mean, first of all, hello, it's Luke Bryan.
Well, don't be giving us the money pitch because he has plenty of money. So go on next.
This is, this song is called Down to One. It is the new single that he literally just released to country radio. It's the last song on his album, Born Here, Live Here, Die Here. It was written by Dallas Davidson.
Writes everything.
I know. And this is a really good song about looking back on that perfect night with his girl, and he's remembering the moment that they fell in love. It is also his wife Caroline's favorite song
on
his album. She says, nobody wants to hear a bunch of sad, depressing stuff. We want to hear fun, fun, fun.
True.
If you love Roller Coaster, if you love the song Fast, this is one of those songs. It's not one of those cheesy, knocking boots, margarita songs.
Whoa.
This is a good, good country song from Luke Bryan. It's called Down to One, and it should be the song we hear its entirety because it's good.
Better than the last Bud Light and the fucker that two-tone half tone. My heart was telling me that one more kiss and I'd be done. Found the one, hand in mind. Found the one, beautiful smile. I was done with the girl I bought straight, falling in love right there that night. Found the one.
Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. It's a good song.
It's a good song. It is. It is. That's fine. You guys made two great pitches and I love it. Let me go ahead and counter that by saying, first of all, Russell Dickerson does not need money. He has four straight number ones, like you said, so he's getting paid. That's one thing, all right?
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Two, Luke Bryan has plenty of money, and
he does.
Heard Luke Bryan doesn't even like that song himself.
That's
what I heard. He said he was forced to record it.
That's not true.
He said, sing it or get out of here, Luke. That's what I heard. I'm just telling you, so I wouldn't pick a song that Luke doesn't even like himself.
Oh, that's a lie.
But I'll tell you, this song about a newlywed, who actually, this guy's so smart, he won American Idol at 16.
Then was he really that young?
Oh, yeah. He had to quit his high school baseball team to win it.
Oh, my gosh.
They gave him his first car, a truck, when he won it all.
Still has it.
And you have to sustain that. So who's done that? You think about all of the American Idol winners. Carrie Underwood probably being the most successful.
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson. Mm-hmm. Not really musically, but you know what she's done with a career. And then this guy, Scotty McCreery. And he's put out some great hits. He wrote a song for his engagement, for crying out loud.
I know.
Come on. I mean, who does that?
Well, tell us about this song.
Well, let me just get there, Lana. Thank you. Don't rush me. So, Scotty McCreery has a new song called You Time. And I can just think of him. And by the way, let me just tell you, he's one of the biggest Tom Brady fans out there.
Yes, he is.
Who isn't?
Well, here you go. You weren't before you moved here. Scotty McCreery, You Time is my pick of the week.
I need a little You Time, You Time, red wine. Sipping in the moonlight, you're
touch your skin, your lips, kissing on me all night. I ain't trying to monopolize your 24/7, 365, but sometimes I need just a little bit of me in you time, you time, you time.
Ooh, yes, that's a good song. I like that song. And by the way, if you're looking to get me in trouble with the boss, we're not even supposed to be playing that song yet. So you can pick that for another reason. 800-992-1099. What is your pick? 800-992-1099. Angela in Land O'Lakes, she is going to be our referee today for the Thursday 3 on 995 QIK. All right, Angela, the three songs that we pitched to you was Lana pitched Luke Bryan's new one, Down to One. We had Kevin pitch Russell Dickerson, Love You Like I Used To. And I pitched a brand new song from Scotty McCreery, You Time. Out of those three, what is your pick for the week?
I've
got to
go with Luke Bryan because it reminds me of the roller coaster song.
Yeah.
I love the
Bryan.
Yes.
Such a great song.
Really?
I love you, Angela.
Classic, really just classic Land O'Lakes, I'll tell you. I know.
That is a great song.
All right,
sure,
Angela.
Go with the superstar.
Angela, you got it. We'll play it for you. Luke Bryan, Down to One.
Thank you.
Ah, I feel good. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QIK. JR, Lana, Kevin here. We have heard a lot of stories about people being separated due to coronavirus, not being able to see relatives. We've heard about people that have been in assisted living where they haven't been able to see loved ones. But this story may top them all. Well, he's an 11-year-old kid from Italy. His name is Romeo Cox. Now, recently, he just finished walking 1,700 miles to visit his grandmother.
1,700 miles?
That's correct.
Walked?
Lana, let me just tell you this. Next time you can't find a flight home, 1,700 miles is equivalent from walking from Tampa to Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Are you kidding me? That's so far he walked?
I don't want to hear about the prices of flights. All right. 1,700 miles to visit his grandma. Now, he lives with his parents in Italy, but his grandmother lives in England, and he hadn't seen her in over a year. Now, there were no flights, so he tried to convince his parents to let him walk there by himself. They said, no way, you're 11 years old. Are you crazy?
Right. Good parents.
After bugging his dad, he eventually agreed to walk with little Romeo. Now, here's the deal. They left in June, okay? Spent 93 days, that's right, 93 days hiking through Italy, Switzerland, and France. Found a wild donkey along the way to carry their stuff.
Took
a boat across the English Channel and made it to her house near London late last month.
What?
Then had to quarantine themselves for 2 weeks before giving his grandmother, Rosemary, a hug for the first time.
Oh, my God.
In a year.
Wow. Wow.
That is what I'm talking about. Here's a little bit of them talking about this crazy walk.
I had to convince them by eating all my vegetables, doing good and lots of homework.
Hit the road, Jack.
And don't come back no more.
I'm proud of him. As adults, we can often learn quite a lot from just the simplicity and directness of children.
It'll be the biggest hug almost I've ever given someone.
Oh, my God. Is there anything cuter than a kid with an accent, a little kid? I mean, I just kind of want a British kid. I think that'd be cool.
What an amazing adventure to take with your dad, though. I mean, think about how cool that would be. For, you know, 93 days walking.
1,700 miles?
Wow.
So, I just want to say big shout out to him. That is such a cool and inspiring story. Now he's raised money for awareness for coronavirus and whatnot because people were sponsoring this kid now. I don't think he'll have to walk there again. I think people will get him a flight.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was pretty wild. Hopefully he was wearing a Fitbit. Because he would have got a lot of steps in there and won the challenges. And by the way, just FYI to Lana's friends, she is going to start now. She'll see you in 3 months.
Yes. So.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995, QIK, JR, Lana, and 22-year veteran, ACM, CMA winner, Jesuit High School graduate. Also a USF graduate and one of the best underwater basket weavers I've ever seen, ever. I mean, I'll tell you right now, it's a skill.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Underwater basket weaving? Absolutely. Yeah. What do you mean you didn't know?
I've blocked that part of my life out.
Oh, I don't know why. She picked that back up. It's one of the great skills in American history. Next, what's trending in Tampa Bay?
The Tampa Bay Rays evened up the World Series at one game apiece last night.
A side saddle on the rubber brings it home. And he went into the ball game's over. Taylor strikes out, and the Tampa Bay Rays Rays and even this World Series at a game apiece.
That's right.
Woo-hoo!
That was a big win for the Tampa Bay Rays last night. The Rays won 6-4 behind two home runs from Brandon Lau.
Here's a 3-1. And a shot into left center. Back at the wall. It is gone. Lau has put the Rays on top as he busts out with a first inning Game 2 home run.
Oh, man. I loved it. He was on fire last night.
Yeah,
and
then
he hit another 2-run home run later in the game, and it was first inning, and they kept the lead the entire night. Game 3 is tomorrow night at 8:08 on Fox. Super Bowl 55, we all know. This is at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, and it is scheduled to happen on February the 7th of next year. But the NFL could still move that date to later in the month or even into March. The reason being there have been a few postponements of games. They've had to move around the schedules of a bunch of teams this year. And the Packers president said before, the Packers played the Bucs this past weekend, and he said before the game on Sunday that the Super Bowl could move if more postponements continue to happen, and it could go into March. They have definitely set aside dates, and just know that that could happen if more postponements of NFL games do happen.
Now, Lana, do you have friends that work at any hotels downtown? Because if you do, you should ask them, because they will know before we do, because they have to prep for it.
Ooh, good call.
So they'll also do it before the NFL announces it. So if you know anybody down there that works in that industry, let us know. As you shake your head at me, no response.
Well, I live with a man who has to do security.
Hello!
And does all that, so.
Inside info.
You
should have told us what your source was.
Yeah.
You never give out your source, but thank you very much. We may know before anybody else.
I like to hear that. And finally, we are scheduled to talk to Hillsborough County Schools Superintendent Addison Davis tomorrow morning at 6:35. We'll be talking to him about the recent budget cuts and how teachers and students will be affected. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.